Chapter 8. Part-time jobs. A few weeks ago, I was talking with a Japanese friend of mine. I asked her what sort of part-time jobs she had when she was in high school. But she told me that she hadn't had any job. She told me that it was against her high school's rules for students to have part-time jobs. Not even during summer vacation. What vacation, she replied. Except for 2 weeks, we were going to school during the vacation. For extra classes, getting ready for entrance exams. I couldn't believe it, and told her about my work experience during high school. Between my sophomore and junior years, I worked all summer at a hotel. My main job was to cut grass and wash windows, but sometimes I carried people's luggage into their rooms for them, and then I'd usually get a tip. One time I was in the manager's office, just as a guest was calling to complain that the TV in her room was not working. "Freddy," he said to me, "run up to room 206 and fix the TV." "Do what?" I said. "You heard me." "But I don't know anything about repairing TVs." "Me neither. Now get going." So I went to room 206, and feeling like an absolute fool, I told the woman I was there to fix the TV. I pulled the TV away from the wall. I fiddled with some knobs at the back and shone a flashlight into some slits in the plastic casing. "Well," I lied, "it looks like a wire's burned out. We'll have to order one." "You can order all the wires you want," she said, "but I want a TV that works. Look, there are lots of empty rooms. Can't you just bring one in from another room?" Hey, that was a good idea. I wondered why the manager hadn't thought of it. I walked back to the office and quietly took a room key from the rack on the wall. I got a TV from another room and carried it to the woman's room. I plugged it in and turned it on. "I don't know how much they pay you here," she said, "but it's not enough." And she handed me a tip. A $10 tip. The summer between my junior and senior years in high school, I worked with a crew of brick masons. My job was to shovel wet cement into a heavy-duty wheelbarrow, or to load the wheelbarrow up with a big pile of bricks, and to push the wheelbarrow all around the muddy lot of the house we were working on. Sometimes I'd have to throw the bricks, one by one, up to where the masons were working. Have you ever tried to push 150 pounds of brick through the mud in a wheelbarrow? Have you ever tried to throw 500 bricks, one by one, up to a guy standing on scaffolding high above you? Do you ever throw bricks up into the sky at your school? Try it sometime. Even if you wear thick gloves, your fingertips will be bleeding in just 15 or 20 minutes. Well, I kind of liked seeing a house get built and thinking that I had played a part, but I knew that if I ever worked again on a crew of brick masons, I wasn't going to be the guy at the bottom, throwing the bricks up, his fingers bleeding. I also tried different jobs during the school year. I worked in a supermarket, bagging groceries, in a fast food restaurant frying French fries, and even walked door to door selling seeds for people's vegetable gardens. Yes, I worked during the school year, in the afternoons and on weekends, but I never worked more than 15 hours a week. That seems to be key to me, not whether you work a part-time job, but whether you work too much while you're a student. 10 hours of part-time work a week? No problem. I mean, really, do students have to study so much in high school that they don't even have 10 hours to do something else? Rules against working a few hours a week are ridiculous. On the other hand, I understand that Japanese students, once they get to college, make up for lost time when it comes to working part-time. My friend said that he worked in a nightclub, serving food and drinks and washing dishes until 3 or 4 in the morning. I'd sleep an hour or two, take a shower, and go to class.
You mean you worked until 3 or 4 in the morning during the week on school nights?
All my friends did.
Could that really be true? All his friends were walking into their morning classes, brains asleep and eyes bleary.
Well, that's going too far the other way. Sure, the education you get at a part-time job can complement the education you get in your university classrooms, but you've got to find the right balance. Some students may have no choice but to work to pay their way through college. But for others who are only working so they can buy clothes and compact discs, only working for money to go out on dates and with their friends, I suggest 2 basic rules. 1. Don't work any job that doesn't allow you to get a full night's sleep when you have class the next day. And 2. Don't work more than 15 hours a week, except during vacation, when you're free to throw as many bricks up into the sky as you like.